gather round, it's time for the big ten. Cool down, kick out your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big ten, hold down, gotta have a collar you can trust. Cause when big ten does a hold down,
point.
Really kicks up some dust.
Point.
Yeah.
My nipples are sore.
Big Ben.
I'm back.
Here's Danny.
Danny.
I would like to thank Pigpen correspondent Snake Man Davidson for sending me this story. So, Snake Man, you seem to be, if you happen to be familiar with this, please feel free to chime in.
Yeah, man. This is fascinating.
This is so crazy. And I think that all of us are pretty up to speed on the reign of Pablo Escobar. We've seen Narcos. I've read books on him. I've watched multiple documentaries. So,
you know what's weird?
This all comes back to Pablo Escobar in a strange way.
So this story, it gets really convoluted, but the fact that he's at the very top of the pyramid of the food chain of this story,
he's the reason why this is a story.
Like, if it wasn't him, we wouldn't even be doing this story.
No, we wouldn't.
But it is Pablo Escobar, he's pop culture, you know, figure number 10, probably.
We might be doing this story because this also has a connection to ancient hardline of old, because there is a time when maybe about 10, 15 years ago that Mike and maybe even Greg to a certain degree, but it's mainly Mike, were fascinated with the hippopotamus.
And do you remember the hippo days? Loved hippos.
We would routinely do a segment where Mike would tease, coming up next, hippo talk.
Yeah.
He would find a story about a hippopotamus, and it was usually involving the hippo attacking a human being, right?
No. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't find him. Anytime a story about a hippo, it's like Dan now with Hitler. It would be sent to us about 15,000 times.
Sandra, is anybody a little hippo talk?
Yeah. He did one hippo story, and then people would just send them to him, and then he would read them on the radio.
The one that I remember the most that caused the most friction as far as like our discourse goes was somebody had taken in a hippo as a pet that lived in their house.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And then there was the hippo that had the helicopter tail that pooped as he walked.
Yeah.
That video was hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Colombia in South America is having a massive, massive hippopotamus problem. They are roaming the countryside, and their numbers are growing. And there's a reason for this, because if you remember, Bob, in the 80s, when Pablo Escobar was at his height of power as a drug kingpin in Colombia, he brought in exotic animals.
He did.
And at one point, he brought from Africa 4 hippopotami or hippopotamuses, and they were 3 females and 1 male, and he had them in his private zoo, which he had on his expansive property somewhere out there near Medellin.
That's right.
Yeah, and so they're not indigenous to this area
at
all.
No. In fact, it's argued that these are maybe some of the first, if not the first, that were imported over here from Africa. So he was killed, and I believe it was in 1993, if I'm not mistaken. And when they were dismantling his whole operation, they tried to capture these hippos, but it was near impossible. So they just said, you know what? Screw it. Just let them roam free.
Yeah. What's it going to hurt?
Yep. So here we are now in 2021, and they're estimating now that the hippopotamus population in that area alone will swell to 1,500 in 19 years. I don't know what they're actually at right now, but there's a lot of them.
Well, there were in 2014, there were about 40 that they spotted. In 18, it had grown to 70. By 2019, there were close to 100.
And they all are descendants of Pablo's 4?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wild.
I know. And they don't know what to do.
Well, they've tried. They had one school of thought was, let's capture them and then sterilize them. Well, therein lies two problems. Number one is the capturing of the hippopotamus, which is the size of a 4-door sedan, weighing in at the average, an adult hippo is around, 2 tons, 4,000 pounds?
Yeah.
And they would devise these, roughshod ways of trying to lure them into a pen, and they'd get in there, and once they felt, you know, cornered or backed down, they would just either run through the pen, attack the people trying to sterilize them, or jump over. And a lot of these people are like, I didn't realize a hippopotamus could jump.
Right.
But much like my pig, who I think is somehow connected to the hippo.
No
in
doubt.
Some way. It's
no
got to be. My pig could jump.
Like an alligator is a crocodile descendant of dinosaurs. There's no doubt about that.
Uh-huh.
Right? There's no question that somehow the pig is some relative of the mighty hippo.
I think that's
it's friends,
fair to say.
It's friends with the hippo.
So when I sent you this story, Danny, I meant to send a companion piece because there was a documentary made on these hippos by the National Geographic Channel like four or five years ago. Just about just about what they're doing to the ecosystem there.
Yeah.
You know, you introduce an animal like that. It's not like you're introducing a butterfly, where we talk about the butterfly effect and how that can change everything. Imagine, as you said, introducing a species that is a consumer of that magnitude.
Yeah. The problem with this, the hippo being in South America, is like Corby was saying, it's not indigenous of that area, and it's throwing off the balance of their ecosystem. Now, in Africa, they work well with that ecosystem. What they do over there and how they consume and how they digest and their leavings and how that all interacts with the ecosystem, it works over there.
Right.
It's not working in South America. It's destroying vast amounts of land. Their appetites are so huge that they're eating the wrong things. And when those things disappear, it affects other plant life and other animal life. So these things have to be stopped. So I talked about them trying to capture the hippo. Now, let's say they do capture the hippo. They want to try to sterilize them. They want to castrate the males and somehow sterilize the females. But that's almost impossible because their genitals are hard to find. Did you read this?
Yes.
Let me find that in here. It's called...
Yes, Danny.
You're going to love this. Male hippos have what scientists politely term spatially dynamic testicles. This means
the reason we're doing
their
this.
Genitalia is retractable and can hide in an opening called the inguinal canal. Females' reproductive...
That's what I tell the girls, too.
Yeah. That's your excuse?
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm hung like a hippo. You just can't find it. Females' reproductive organs proved even harder to find. We didn't understand the female anatomy, according to one scientist. We tried to do it on several occasions and were always unsuccessful. So now they're at the point of, look, man, our best route to getting rid of these things is to exterminate
them. And that's so awful.
Yeah.
You know, and they could have just taken care of the original four, but then they just threw their hands up in the air and they're like, well, what could they do?
Well, you know,
just let them go.
Hippos, as far as wild animals, kill more human beings than any other species.
Wow.
I believe in Africa for sure.
They
do. Maybe the world.
They're a massive danger to society, not only from an ecological standpoint, but just from a contact standpoint. And I can't believe this, but like 3 years ago, they were trying to figure out if there had been any attacks on humans. They hadn't had any yet. Now, they've wandered way out, you know, to where they're kind of in their own area.
Uh-huh.
But the area that they occupy is basically being destroyed.
Yeah.
You know what it's like? It's very akin to our friends.
Our feral hogs.
The feral hog.
Which there was a story in the morning news yesterday about it that I didn't have time to get to.
And, you know, the hippos obviously aren't reproducing at a level that the feral hog is.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no solution. There is zero solution for this animal that was introduced into, you know, our ecosystem however many years ago it was. And now, you know, it's gone from, oh, let's just let this little guy loose to billions of them
in
North America. I mean, they're everywhere.
It's millions for sure. I don't know if there's billions of them.
Do you see them out at Lajitas?
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
And they just run across the fairway.
Yep.
Okay, one final point on the Pablo Escobar hippo story and how they're taking over Colombia. One problem with them just killing the hippos to exterminate them is the Colombian neighbors, they've kind of adopted the hippo as their mascot. They're captivated by the hippopotamus.
Yeah.
There's gift shops that sell hippo keychains, T-shirts. There's an amusement park that was built on the site of Escobar's former palace. And visitors can tour the lake where several dozen hippos still live. And occasionally one will plod into a nearby community and they just look like shoppers on the way to a grocery store. So the community is kind of like, don't kill the hippos. They're part of our culture now, and they are their mascot, where they're putting them on T-shirts to promote their cities and their country. It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah,
I want to see this.
I want to see that documentary you're talking about.
Yeah, so do I.
And it was, I think it was in there that they were projecting, you know, like, okay, if they've been reproducing at this level, then yes, by in the next 20 years, there will be thousands of these things.
It's to the point of their numbers are increasing exponentially.
Yeah.
It's got to be
tough.
They're
horny. Horny hippos.
Yeah, they can't be like rabbits.
And hungry.
It's got to be pretty difficult for them to procreate.
I mean, again, you know, you're talking about, when you're talking about the feral hog, I think it's 6 weeks.
Jeez,
they're able to reproduce.
Really?
It's something weird like that. 6 weeks, 6 months, even if it's 6 months, that's shocking. And then they just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it.
What do we got in the gestation period for a hippo?
I didn't look
up
that science.
It's got to be way longer than a human, right?
I don't know, man. I'll look that up in the break and we'll bring it up with Moose next. How about
that?
See,
I never thought that I would type gestation period.
Anybody want to guess?
Hippo.
Danny, you want to bid?
Let's see.
I'm going to go 12 months.
12 months. I'm going to go, yeah, let's go with 60 weeks.
All right. Let's see here. The common hippo.
I'm going to switch it to 1 week, like Price is Right.
There are two hippopotamus species roaming the earth today. The common hippo usually bears young once every 2 years.
24 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
okay. Yeah. That doesn't necessarily mean gestation.
Yeah. Okay.
Once they get pregnant, how long are they carrying the hippo?
A gestation period lasts 8 months.
Okay.
So less than a human.
And just like humans, they give birth in shallow underwater environments.
Like a tub.
Yeah.
Tub club.
They have a midwife and all that. A mid hippo.
It's hot.
Yeah.
All right. That's
wow.
That's the hippo pen.
Will you post that story?
That's great.
On the Twitter?
Nothing I'd rather do.
Okay. I'll hit that up too. All right. Let's dive into our old friend, Daryl Mooseman Johnston, next.